Greetings, Gary and Derwood, and thanks for relinquishing the facilities of the network to us.
These boys do things in a big way, don't they?
Don't they swing, these kids?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say that calls for a big, big song, Rosie?
Coming right up. Precise moment, ladies and gentlemen, we have some important words and music for all of you from Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting, too. You say Wrigley's is great to chew. Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment.
With the biggest little treat in all the land.
Get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Friends, the word spearmint cannot be trademarked, so there are many spearmint gums on the market. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley spearmint, look for the spear on the package. It is the Wrigley trademark. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it is the Wrigley trademark and is your guarantee of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley gum.
What's up, Bing?
Well, Kent, I thought I might drop a song right in here, right into this CBS mic.
Well, I'm sure that'll be all right with CBS and our listeners as well.
Well, I hope so. The song is My Blue Heaven.
Ooh, can't miss with that.
Oh, I can't, can't I?
When whippoorwills call and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven. I turn to the right, and there's a little white light. It's gonna lead you to my blue heaven. You see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my blue. your smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room. Just a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven. Well, turn to the right, dig the little white light. It's gonna lead you to my blue heaven.
Say there, Rosie Maposey. You catching up on your reading?
Uh-huh. Ken Carpenter lent me his favorite book.
Last time Ken lent me a book, cost me 5 cents a day.
It's a cookbook,
Oh, thing. I see.
For overfed folks who want to shape up and watch their weight.
Oh, a slim volume. Well, that recipe's simple. Rye crisp, right?
That's right. This book says that rye crisp is perfect when you want to stay svelte around the belt.
That's because rye crisp is the original and the genuine and the only rye cracker containing 21 calories in a whole double cracker. You get good taste in reading, Rosie.
And speaking of good taste, Bing, rye crisp tastes good, too. It gives you the real flavor of 100% whole grain rye in its most munchable, crunchable form.
Indeed it do, but make sure it's the real rye crisp now in the checkerboard package.
By the way, Bing, Ken Carpenter left a book for you, too.
Oh, what is it?
Golf Made Easy for Beginners.
Send Mr. Carpenter some rye crisp, wouldn't you, Rosie? It goes good with ham.
Keep it gay, keep it light, keep it fresh, keep it fair. Let it bloom every night, give it room, give it air. Keep your love a lovely dream and never wake it. Make it happy and be happy as you make it. Let it sing like a nightingale in May. Keep it gay, keep it free, or you'll frighten it away. Take it easy and enjoy it while you take it. Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
On the choo-choo train now with Buddy Cole. He's going to take us on a little trip with A-Train. Buddy plays this number with both hands, incidentally. He utilizes his feet, too, and he swings a red lantern from his right elbow, I think. Plays the brakeman. Does the whole bit. Engineer, fireman, brakeman. But he is a busy one.
and Ken and everybody, I have some wonderful news for women.
And whatever is that?
Women drivers aren't going to be a joke anymore.
They're not? Women drivers are no longer a joke?
No. you know comedians joke about women drivers.
Oh, yes.
Husbands joke about them.
Husbands worry about them.
Yes, and judges fine them.
Policemen hide from them.
Yep, and get behind some.
That's just what I mean. That kind of joke has got to stop. That sort of rumor is absolutely, positively on the way out.
How so, Rosemary?
Because of the Automotive Council for Women.
Oh, you girls are going to have an Automotive Council for Women?
Well, if it'll improve driving conditions, I'm for it.
It's going to improve publicity because the one object of the Automotive Council for Women is to counteract all this terrible publicity about women drivers.
It's okay by me.
You know there are 33 million women drivers in the United States?
Aye. 33 million women drivers?
And that's 40% of the nation's drivers. And we've just about had enough from the motoring male.
Well, what do you plan to do? Get run us right off the highway?
No.
Huh?
Well, we're sick and tired of all those jokes at our expense.
Okay, I'll remember that. You heard what the lady said, Ken.
Yeah.
No more joking about women drivers.
Who says it's a joke?
There you go. That's got to stop.
Sorry,
now.
It's tough.
I'm going to report you to the Automotive Council of Women Drivers.
Oh, Rosie, now don't go blow the whistle on us so quick. Give us a chance. We're kind of used to ribbing you kids. We can't just break off the habit, like, sudden, quick like that.
Okay, but watch it. You've had your day, men.
I'll try and taper off a little. No more jokes about women drivers.
Well, it's pretty hard to find something to joke about these days, isn't it?
Sure it is. We're running out of material. You know, joke material just isn't hanging from every bush like it used to, unless you can get into Hope's library.
Well, maybe things aren't so funny anymore.
It could be. One thing, though, the music field seems to go along pretty well, doesn't it? With a minimum of curbs and taboos, don't you think so?
Yeah, songs seem to go right along their merry way.
Why don't we select a merry song here and dedicate it to all the wonderful women drivers, those experts behind the wheel.
Now you're talking.
Our only problem is this whitewash for women drivers, or are they going to reform? That's what I want to know.
Every morning, every evening, ain't we got fun?
Not much money, oh, but honey, ain't we got fun?
The rent's unpaid, dear, we haven't a car.
But anyway, dear, we'll stay as we are.
Even if we owe the grocer, don't we have fun?
Tax collectors getting closer, still we have fun.
There's nothing surer. The rich get rich and the poor get poorer. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun?
Ain't we got fun? Ain't we got fun?
What are you doing, Rosie?
I'm writing a thank you note to DuPont. Let's see. Thank you for Dacron.
Yeah, that's real nice.
So are my new Cameo Sheerback curtains of 100% Dacron. So crispy, white, and sheer. Just wait and see how beautiful. My windows never looked lovelier.
Well, is that why you look so lovely today?
Flatterer. Seriously, Cameo Sheerback shears of Dacron really dress up a window. And they're a breeze to care for. A quick sudsing, a quick drip dry, and back to the windows, just like that. I really go for that no ironing bit.
Oh, I hate to iron.
Oh, I know. Anyway, I have Cameo's famous Sherback curtains in the living room. You just pull the tape for a perfect drape. And the matching tailored ones in the dining room look great with sun shining through. Sun can't harm Dacron, Bing. Let's see. Dear DuPont, Dacron is the nicest polyester...
See for yourself, everybody. Dacron and curtains by Cameo at all the best stores.
Love is the sweetest thing. What else on earth could ever bring such happiness to everything as love's old story? Love is the strangest thing. No song of birds upon the wing shall in our hearts more sweetly sing than love's old story. Whatever heart may desire, whatever fate may send, this is the tale that never will tire. This is the song without end. Love is the greatest thing, the oldest and yet the latest thing. I only hope that fate may bring love's story.
Au revoir, bientôt, à tout à l'heure. Listen again now, won't you?
Bye, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you.
Say, got a match, buddy? If you have, be careful what you do with it if you're in or near the woods. Somebody got careless with a match or a cigarette butt out west last summer, and millions of trees and hundreds of homes were destroyed. We must be more careful about preserving our precious forests. They take hundreds of years to grow and only minutes to burn down. Do your part to prevent forest fires.